Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I have prayed and asked the Lord, when I see people, men and women, that are used greatly of God, I want to know why. I want to know what is it about them that God could use like that to influence so many, to accomplish so much. We know it's going to be Christ-like attributes. And this one I've seen over and over again. People that God just keeps putting more and more resources into their hands, giving them greater and greater scope of influence, and just keeps using them more and more and more. One thing I've observed again and again with these folks, they value the things of God. They value the things. They're precious to them. And it shows up in everything they do. Everything they do. There's a story that I'm reminded of, a brother, Kenneth Copeland, and he and Miss Gloria are two such people that I'm talking about. One of the first music projects that they did, and you've heard him probably tell this story. They were in the studio, and if you've never done a project like that before, it's not what many people think. They think you just go in there and everybody sings and they're happy and they go, that's a wrap, and there you go. No. It's a lot of work, man. You go lay down tracks and you tweak things, and people come in and they lay down other tracks, and then there's mixing, and there's a lot of work to it. And so they were working on a song, and some of the musicians that he had come in, he didn't have his own group yet, and he wasn't satisfied with it, so they kept doing it, and they did it again. And finally, one fellow spoke up, guitar player, I think. He spoke up and said, well, now that's just good enough for gospel music. And I wasn't there, but I expect steam came out of Brother Kenneth's ears. And this is part of what makes them what they are. And I believe some of the big reasons why God uses people like them to the extent and degree that He does, I mean, He sent that guy packing. Why? Because that comment reveals He values secular, ungodly music more than the things of the Lord. And He's not willing to spend any time. Now, a lot of people listening to this right now, they'd go, man, isn't that something? Yeah, that guy ought to got kicked out of there. And don't realize they're doing the same thing on a regular basis. If you are willing to give all kind of time to other things, all kind of money to other things, and yet you got no time for the kingdom, you got no time for the things of God, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And people are. There are people, man, they wouldn't dare show up late for work, but they'll drag in late for church, mess around, goof around. They know they might get fired or lose customers if they do a shabby job, but with the things of the church, they want you to just let them do whatever they want to do, how and when, and if they want to, when they ever decide to. Why? Well, it's just the church. It's just over to the church. And there's this mentality of whatever. It's okay. Yeah, no big deal. And folks don't realize this is disrespectful to God Himself. You believe it or not, saints.
Yes.
We shouldn't do less for the Lord's things. Right? In the 22nd chapter of Matthew. Matthew 22. This is that same story that we read in Luke, but Matthew adds some things that Luke didn't have. Matthew 22. And let's see, about verse 2. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son. He sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." They what? Now, how should we, when we hear that, what kind of effect should that have on us? What kind of effect? We should go, "What? What?" I know I didn't hear you right. The head of the church invited you to come. And you said no? See, because standards have fallen so low and values and honor has fallen so low, people aren't noticing these things. I know my brother and I, now we weren't the most perfect children. I don't mean to imply that. But our parents, mom and dad, did instill some good values in us. One of the things, we go to eat at grandma's house about every Sunday. And one of the things you didn't do was make fun of food. And you didn't turn up your nose at anything. Never. And we were there, and some of our kin folks came over, and they had some little kids about mine and my brother's age and younger. And they sat across the table, and their mom started to dip some things in my grandma. And one of them said, "Ew, no, I want it." Me and my brother looked at each other. We went, "Oh, what?" We thought, "They're going to get it, man." And we're waiting for them to get it. And they never got it. All day long. Nothing. And that kind of thing has happened with the church. Folks got no time for the Lord. They're irreverent, lax, loose, no honor, no value, no esteem. People are like, whatever. It's too common a phrase, isn't it? Yes. Well, it's okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. It's okay if you do. It's okay if you don't. If you want to, when you want to, it's okay. It's all okay. And nothing's a big deal. You don't have to prepare big for anything. You don't need to dress up for anything. You don't need to spend extra for anything. It's just, it's all okay. And we're suffering from the rebellion of the 60s. Yes, we've got multiple generations now that have grown up and lost important things about honor and respect. No, friend, the things of God are a big deal.
Yes, sir.
They're supposed to be a big deal. And when you see people like, you know, Oral Roberts and the Hagans and the Copelands, how many understand Oral Roberts University, he's out there in an open field. He didn't just put up a shack. Have you seen those buildings out there? Have you seen what's going on out there? And the Copelands, I mean, they don't care what it takes. I mean, they will believe God for millions and millions if it takes billions, whatever it takes. Don't you feel the same way? Don't try to be cheap and don't try to script. This is the kingdom of God we're talking about. This is the plan, the vision of God coming to pass in the earth. It deserves our best. And if it takes more than that, believe God that your best gets better. When the Lord invites you to come, you have an opportunity to serve, have an opportunity to be a part. And somebody says, "No, I'm so busy." What should all of us say? What? What? You just had an opportunity to do something for the kingdom. And you're too busy? Doing what? What could be more important than the kingdom of God? A lot of folks think, just like these folks. He said, "I've prepared my dinner. It's all ready. Everything's ready. Come. Come to the marriage." If you love Him, if you value His things above everything else, what do you do? Everything else is suspended. Everything else is pushed off or postponed, right? What do? We don't do anything else because today's the day we've been invited. So if we have to, we start getting ready early so that we're not late. We're there. If anybody has to wait on anybody, it shouldn't be him waiting on us. It's all right if we're waiting on him, but not the other way around. And you're so pleased, so privileged, so honored to have been invited. Maybe you had all kind of stuff to do, but they would never know it. You say, I want you to come help with this. And you go, my schedule just cleared up. Why? It's a matter of what's more important. What is most valuable? Should every child of God have this kind of mentality concerning the things of God? But verse 5, what was the problem? What happened? How do you make light of it? Well, maybe another time. But you know, I got stuff to do today. And the farm's not going to run itself. And I got merchandise. And made light of it. Everybody say, made light of it. And one thing affects another. It has a cascading effect, a domino effect. It's no big deal. You start saying that, that's okay. Yeah, skip it. Nah, just leave it. That's good enough. Nah, it's okay. Whether we're on time or we're not, or whether we do it right or just halfway, the next step is whether you do it at all.
Right.
It doesn't stop there. It just keeps degenerating, whether we even show up or not. We've had so many compliments from other churches and ministers and ministries on your service in the church. I mean, just a constant stream of people saying, man, your people, how do you get them to do that? Well, we don't. They want to. And it is nobody making anybody do it anything. It's a revelation. How many believe it's a revelation? And it's your ministry unto Him. And when you're doing it unto Him, you're not waiting on anybody to build a fire under you. You're not waiting on accolades from them either, because you're not just doing it for them. You're doing it unto Him. It's your ministry. And how many believe it is the greatest joy and privilege of life to be used of God, to be of service to somebody? In things big or small, to have any kind of a place or part in what God's doing in the earth is just the greatest honor. I said it's the greatest honor. It's the greatest honor.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.